morning, Justin Blackwell in once again for Evan Bray. We're going to take Wednesday, Thursday off. Brent Lauk's going to be hosting on a Friday, and then Evan will be back recharged and refreshed next Monday. Well, it was a big year in the world of sports. 2025, of course, highlighted by your Saskatchewan Roughriders winning the Grey Cup. Joining me now is the Green Zone's Jamie Nye as we look back at the year that was. Jamie, thanks for joining us this morning.
Hey, thanks for that tune off the top there. One headlight. It's actually an inside joke with my friends because we were camping one day and we were listening to like some random playlist. And I'm like, one headlight has to be on this playlist. And we waited and waited and it never came on. So now whenever we're anywhere and one headlight comes on, bar rant, we text each other, one headlight. And we tell them where we are.
So you'd rather have that song for the goal song for Canada, the World Juniors.
Oh, I don't know if that's really fitting for a rev up goal song, but it would be hilarious.
Better than Courage? I mean, Don't get me wrong. Tragically Hip's good. I don't mind it. It's
great. There were better Hip songs, isn't there? I don't know.
Better than years past, though, right? Absolutely.
I guess so. There are some dogs that they chose in the years past. But hey, 9-1 last night. Yes. Nice to see like Michael Misa and Porter Martone start to get going here on that top line, if there is a top line, and of course a Hattie from Gavin McKenna. So away they go for a big match on New Year's Eve against Finland.
You know what I'm looking forward to 2026 already?
What?
Not watching Canada play in that arena they play in.
I mentioned you yesterday on the Green Zone, Justin, as not a big fan of the camera angle at the barn where the Gophers play. Was it 3M Arena? So. Yeah, I know you're not a big fan. It's weird. It's weird. Just a little high, right?
Yeah.
Than what we're used to, but it's a collegiate barn, so okay,
all right.
Fine.
We'll
the metal rounds, they'll move them over, hopefully, to the other arena.
Hey, can we quickly add for one of the top stories, sports stories of 2025, the Buffalo Sabres and the run they're on right now?
9 straight?
Ooh.
They're almost matching it. Their franchise record, I believe, is 10. Like, who saw this coming from?
Nope.
Who knew it was the general manager? Like, what? How? Usually you fire the coach and then they go, but the general manager? That's a weird one. They're just playing for Jarmo Kekäläinen, I guess. They really wanted him to be the GM rather than Kevin Adams. But yeah, a little bit of a heater right now for the Buffalo Sabres. And then on the flip side, last night, the Winnipeg Jets continue to lose hockey games.
Well, is that, that's probably a bigger story than the Buffalo Sabres, I would think.
Something's up in Winnipeg. I can't say that they miss Nikolai Ehlers that much from his departure in the offseason, but they are missing offense. And yeah, Connor Hellebuck can't stop them all. And last night, that was kind of an ugly giveaway on the first Oilers goal. So his team around him is not helping out much.
The Green Zone's Jamie and I joining me as we look back on the year that was in the world of sports for 2025. And of course, Jamie, we have to talk about the Saskatchewan Roughriders and that Grey Cup win. What a ride that was all season long.
Well, when you look back at the season, right? When you go back through at the start of the year, a lot of close wins. Right? Jameer Thurman had an interception at the end of a game. Mario Alford's return against the Toronto Argonauts. Then it goes to Labor Day and Tavon Campbell with the pick two on the 2-point convert as Winnipeg tried to tie it late in the Labor Day Classic. And you go down and it was a 12-6 record, kind of sagged down the back third of the season, but they were resting some players and they almost had first place clinched for about a month going into the playoffs. And then, of course, the Tommy Neal touchdown catch in the West final. The smoke game was this year, you have to remember.
Oh, right.
When we all showed up at Mosaic for a football game and the wildfire smoke had other ideas and sent us all home at, what was that, 11:15 at night. And we went back the next day to watch them suck against the Calgary Stampeders.
But you know what? That run was so much fun, you know, regular season, playoffs, just watching, you know, and you heard it on your show too, right? Kind of the whole province come together and cheer on the Riders. It was just a fun ride for everyone involved.
And it felt from the hop, you know, not to, you know, pat ourselves on the back too much, but if you listen to the Green Zone at the start of the season, Britton, Belton, Daryl, and I were all in the room going, they're going to get to the Grey Cup, aren't they? I was like, yeah. And it was like, it felt like we were all looking at each other like, are we too confident they're going to, when we're all saying it, like, are we a little bit, are we homers here? But they followed through and they were the team we thought they were. Well put together, veteran savvy, championship caliber, and there they had the parade a couple of weeks ago down the Green Mile to celebrate the fifth Grey Cup championship and start 2026 season with the unveiling of the new banner at Mosaic.
Man, are we going to be sitting here in a year's time talking about back-to-back championships?
I'm not as sure this going into the next season as I was going into this season, and that's because of the BC Lions. I think now that we've seen Nathan Rourke do Nathan Rourke things again with the BC Lions, they just added Darnell Sankey to that defense. The Riders-Lions games this year, after what happened in the West Final, I think they are going to be epic. Those are the two teams I'll be watching for the Grey Cup out of the West. So I don't want to pour cold water on the, hey, repeat champions. Poof. The Lions Riders, there's your 1A and 1B in the CFL West Division in 2026, I think.
Speaking with the Green Zone's Jamie Nye as we look back at the year that was in the world of sports, let's switch over to baseball. And we talk about the ride the Saskatchewan Rough Riders gave us. Man, that ride with the Toronto Blue Jays was one that I will always remember, especially with my young ones who love the game of baseball. They were following close. We had some family nights watching the playoffs, the World Series. That was an unbelievable ride to be a part of as well.
And unexpected.
That too.
Right? Like, from the way the team started the season, it was like, oh my goodness. People are saying, I think you wanted John Schneider fired at one point this season. The Jays weren't, they just didn't look it. But Buck Martinez at the start of the year when he came on with us to preview the season said, all these doubters on the Blue Jays, I don't know. I see a championship caliber team here. And we all kind of went, okay, Buck. But he was bang on. Away they went. The summer, they were on fire, stumbled down the stretch, which had a lot of doubters going into the playoffs, myself included, that they'd get through the Yankees, that they'd get through the Mariners. And then, of course, the juggernaut that is the L.A. Dodgers. But you push them to seven. Like, that was an incredible series from the 18-inning epic that we had the watch party, and we hung out at Boston Pizza until 1 a.m. They stayed open late for the end of that game. And then, of course, extra innings in Game 7. It was a wild ride, and I think probably a lot more ball players signing up this winter for spring ball this season.
Absolutely. And you still see those highlights, you know, with the year end shows, and you think it's going to, the ending's going to be different. Like IKF, you've got that oven
mitt
on.
One step closer.
You've got that oven mitt on. Why are you sliding feet first? I don't understand what's going on. Anyway. It was, no, I mean, I don't want to be a Debbie Downer.
I can't remember. Who's the Dodger with the catch in the outfield?
Was the it center fielder?
Paez?
Yeah, Andy Paez. Yeah, Andy Paez.
Like, ridiculous.
Ridiculous. Kike Hernandez, yeah.
Yeah, Kike Hernandez, literally, we thought he was hurt. He said after I was on the ground, he thought the ball dropped and they'd lost the World Series. He literally, that's what he went through his head when that collision happened was, oh my goodness, we just collided. I lost the World Series. And then he looks up and his teammates yelling at him, I got it. I got it. He's like, what? I got it. Like that's how close the Blue Jays were to a championship.
And you know what? Looking ahead to 2026, you have to think that they might just be in that same position, because right now with the moves they've made, it seems like they're a better team now.
Well, Rogers saw how much money they made them and went, okay, let's invest even further. Let's push higher and bring in quality, because guess what? You got to spend money to make money, and they spent money. They were number six on the MLB tax, a luxury tax to pay back, and look what happened. They got there. So you have to invest in Major League Baseball. Not many Moneyball teams left. And the Mariners and those types of teams, I get, and the Brewers a little bit. But more often than not, I think the big boys are going to be in the World Series.
And is Bo Bichette going to be a member of the Toronto Blue Jays come 2026?
I don't know. Like, what's going on, Bo? It's
just silence right now.
Exactly. So maybe he's not getting the offers he thought he was going to get and the money he thought he was going to get. And he thinks somebody's going to come up and say, okay, I ran out of money for everybody else because they signed elsewhere and I'm going to pay you that money or what's happening. But the longer it goes, I feel more confident he's going to be back in Toronto. But because if somebody else wanted him for big money, it would have happened already. Mm-hmm. So that's where I'm at with Bo Bichette.
The Green Zone's Jamie Nye joining me as we look back at the year in sports. Well, let's go back to the ice. The NHL, the Edmonton Oilers made another Stanley Cup run, falling short again to the Florida Panthers. One of the big stories there. We're talking about, you know, teams taking us a fun ride. The Oilers did it again this past season.
Exactly. And it was a rematch of the Florida Panthers from the year previous on the ride of the Edmonton Oilers. And here they today, you know, on the Green Zone, I'm going to talk about the Edmonton Oilers today. You have to. They're at the top of the Pacific Division. They are showing again that they're going to be one of the best teams in the West. I know the Avs are a wagon right now. Well, Avs are the Stars and a little bit of the Wild after the Quinn Hughes trade. But I think the Oilers, because of the divisional format, I think they're looking like the favorite to be in the Western Conference final out of the Pacific Division to take on one of those juggernaut teams out of the Central. So I look at the Oilers again, maybe on another run. But when you go through the year of hockey, Justin, you go through the Oilers run, Ovechkin breaks Gretzky's record, the goal record last year. You had the Four Nations faceoff, which, you know, Connor McDavid from Mitch Marner for the game-winning goal in overtime against the United States. It was a busy year on the ice, no doubt. And of course, tomorrow we wrap up the year finding out who's going to play for Canada at the Olympic hockey tournament.
And that might be one of the top stories of 2026 when it comes to the Olympics and who's going to win that tournament. And the way Connor McDavid is rolling right now, he might just be the top story out of the Olympics in 2026.
He might be. Who knows who's going to play hero and what we get from that Olympic tournament. All I know, Justin, is I can't wait for it. I can't wait for that Olympic tournament in February. It's going to be fascinating.
Well, if they get the rink built.
That'll be fine.
2026 Olympics from the old Boston Garden.
Ah, get it out to Hag or something, or Lang, or one of those small town barns.
The old Diamond Arena in Warman. It's like the rink they're building in Italy right now.
Well,
corners and
the rink in Warman is a lot nicer nowadays.
Yeah, they have the new complex, but they still have the old arena that's up and running. Love that rink. Such a great rink. A little smaller, as I mentioned, corners a little weird, but some great rinks. Yeah, in small town Saskatchewan, that they could host the Olympics, probably better than Italy, right?
Bollier, let's go.
Before I let you go, let's talk some NFL. Obviously, the playoffs are right around the corner, and a lot of big stories coming out of the NFL this past season. I don't even know where to start with this one, Jamie.
Well, yeah, you got the Eagles, of course, beating the Chiefs, and it was kind of the end of the Chiefs' current. I feel like the Chiefs are in where the Patriots were in the middle. They won those three championships, and then they kind of went quiet for a little bit and then won three more. This might be the transition of the Chiefs and the Eagles out of them in the Super Bowl. The Kelce Swift engagement was a big NFL story this year, right before the season started. And of course, Travis Kelce, the future of the Kansas City Chiefs. But now it's like the coming of age of young quarterbacks, Drake May, Bo Nix, Caleb Williams. You look at the quarterbacks who will be in the playoffs. You don't have Mahomes. You don't have Burrow. You might not have Lamar Jackson. That's one I'm fascinated to kick off 2026 is who's going to reign supreme out of the NFL, because I think it's as wide open as ever in the National Football League.
And we're coming down. We're going to end 2025 with the first place matchup, aren't we, to wrap up the season with Pittsburgh and Baltimore?
Well, technically, it's going to be in early 2026. That game's January 3rd.
Oh,
or
24th, right. Okay, yes.
Or January 4th. So, yeah. That we'll kick off 2026 with that Baltimore-Pittsburgh matchup. We'll see if Lamar Jackson or Aaron Rodgers will make the playoffs. Or maybe it'll be Tyler Huntley back at quarterback for the Ravens to lead them to the playoffs.
The Green Zone's Jamie and I joining me this morning. Before I let you go, Jamie, what else should we be watching for 2026 coming up in World of Sports?
Well, in 2026, I just want to go back. You missed one of the big storylines, so, JB.
What was that?
The CFL is changing forever. Right. The rule changes were announced this year, so we'll see a little bit less rouges, I believe, in 2026, and the play clock of 35 seconds, right. And then in 2027, that's when the field changes. That was announced, and a lot of people still not too sure about that. But yeah, the Olympics are going to be, I think, the major story, and probably the athlete of the year will come out of Italy in February for 2026, because Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, maybe it'll be him again, the way the Thunder and SGA are playing in the NBA.
No more rouges. It's too bad.
Now, there will be rouges.
Oh, yes. Well,
the rouge isn't going away. It's just being amended to my rule, the way I wanted to have it the last decade. And I'm glad Stuart Johnston was finally listening to the Green Zone.
Right. You can't miss on a fail, or you can't win on a fail now.
Yeah, thankfully.
There. Because the Riders lost to Toronto, right?
Yeah.
2 years ago.
Missed field goal win. Liram Hiraluahu on the shoulders of his teammates after missing a field goal is the most ridiculous professional football story of 2024.
The Green Zone's Jamie and I. Jamie, thanks so much for joining us this morning. Have a great show today. All the best to you in the new year, and we'll chat again soon.
Yeah, right on. Happy New Year.
Always a fun time talking with Green Zone's Jamie Nye. And again, a lot to look forward to in 2026. The Saskatchewan Rough Riders looking to repeat as Grey Cup champions with some new rules in place, as Jamie mentioned. We're going to be talking a lot about that in the new year. What was the biggest sports story for you in 2025? You can give us a text at 1-877-332-8255. I'm Justin Blackwell in for Evan Bray here on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME. Welcome back to the show. Justin Blackwell in for Evan Bray. If you want to get in on the conversation, 1-877-332-8255. To start off the show, we had Provincial News Director Sarah Mills on talking about the year that was in the world of news. Maybe you have a top news story you'd like to share. We just spoke with the Green Zone's Jamie Nye on the top sports stories of 2025. People are texting about that. Not everyone a big sports fan, and that's all right. Deanna in Saskatoon. It's bad enough there's sports talk 4 hours each day, but now I have to listen to more sports during the morning show, a whole half-hour segment. That was Deanna in Saskatoon. Lorna, enough sports, please, she texts in. Well, we're done talking sports now, ladies. Maybe AI is more up your alley coming up after the break. We're going to be talking artificial intelligence and how AI-generated music and artists are popping up quicker than people can keep up. Some of these songs, in fact, are even making their way to the top of the Billboard charts. So coming up after the break, we're going to be talking to Amanda Hoover, who is a senior correspondent at Business Insider, who recently wrote about how AI is making headlines in the music world. So we'll be talking AI and done with sports, which is a welcome change, I think, for some of our listeners. I'm Justin Blackwell in for Evan Bray here on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME. Welcome on this Tuesday morning, Justin Blackwell in again for Evan Bray, the last live show of 2025, and then Brent Laux will be in the chair on a Friday, Wednesday and Thursday, some replay shows, and then next Monday is when Evan will be back fully recharged and refreshed. If you want to get in on the conversation, give me a text, 1-877-332-8255. Maybe you want to share some New Year's resolutions that you have planned for 2026. Maybe you want to share some of the New Year's resolutions that lasted a very short time. 1-877-332-8255. We are going to switch our conversation now to the world of artificial intelligence and specifically the music industry. You know, gone are the days of buying your favorite Corey Hart cassette tapes. The music industry is facing a major shift thanks to AI. AI-generated music and artists are popping up quicker than people can keep up with. And some of these songs are, in fact, making their way to the top of the Billboard charts. And joining us to break down these developments is Amanda Hoover, senior correspondent at Business Insider, who recently wrote about how AI is making headlines in the music world. Amanda, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Now, your latest article, the AI music floodgates have been opened, explores AI-generated music. An AI-generated song called Walk My Walk even hit number one on Billboard's country digital song sales chart. So first off, Amanda, what does this all mean for the music industry?
Yeah, we've been seeing, I would say, for the past nearly 3 years, AI really disrupting the music industry. There have been songs done in the style of huge artists like Drake and The Weeknd. You know, these really dupe listeners. It sounds as if these are artists that we're all really familiar with. And it turns out that these are often, you know, maybe written by somebody else and they're playing around using the voices of these artists. So at first, a lot of the music labels were on the defensive. They sued some of these AI music generator companies over copyright infringement. They've been pushing to have a lot of these songs taken down off social media, off of music streaming services. But what we've seen in the past few months is the record labels, you know, changing how they're approaching this situation a little bit. And some of them have settled lawsuits with some of these music generator companies and are instead entering into licensing partnerships. So these are ways that artists and these labels can get some money if the voices and music stylings of their artists are used to generate songs. So it's a quite different approach from going on the full offensive with the lawsuits.
And, I mean, how easy is it to make an AI-generated song? It seems like it's pretty easy right now.
Anyone can do it, especially with these tools. You know, there have been ways that if you had a bit more technical expertise, you could have played around with this. Obviously, there's been sampling for a long time in the music world. There's been electronic music. But what this is, these generators are trained on just like troves of musical history. And you can go and just with typing in some prompts into these music generators, say, you know, I want a Beatles cover sung by Taylor Swift, and you can essentially like get some of these. And so it's really interesting, and I think fans do like to play with this to an extent, but it becomes an issue of what does the artist get from that under the way that things were working before.
Speaking with Amanda Hoover, senior correspondent at Business Insider, who recently wrote about how AI is making headlines in the music world. And Amanda, it seems like with everything in the world right now, whether it be, you know, post-secondary education or the movie industry, you know, the music industry, it's something AI isn't going away. So, you know, instead of fighting it, you have to find ways to embrace it. Is that fair to say?
That seems to be what the music labels have decided. And these are really specific partnerships between groups like Warner Music Group or Universal Music Group. These are, you know, two big labels with certain AI music generators. That's not to say that artists that are owned by UMG, that their likeness still couldn't be used outside of these. You know, that wouldn't be within these agreements. But what they're trying to do here is create a way for people that, you know, probably aren't bad actors, you know, people that just want to experiment with music, to have a place to do that where the artist still gets compensation.
Is it maybe tougher for, you know, up-and-coming artists to deal with everything AI than it is for, you know, a Beyonce or a Bruce Springsteen or a Drake or a Kendrick Lamar? Is it a bit more difficult for these up-and-coming artists to navigate through AI?
One of the things that is really difficult is the way that music streaming services work is, you know, there's a certain amount of money, and based on how popular you are, you get a larger share of the pie. You know, if Taylor Swift is the most popular artist on Spotify, she gets a much larger share than an up-and-coming artist who might not see very much money at all and is, you know, struggling to get their name out there, struggling to make ends meet. Where AI really plays a role here is that if somebody's making lots of AI music, and uploading it onto these platforms, and it's quick, it's simple, then you run into issues of that's cutting into the listening time for perhaps an up-and-coming artist. You know, it probably doesn't matter as much for the big artists because people love them. They have so many fans. People want to keep coming back to them. But for a little artist trying to get discovered, they're now competing against music that can be made much quicker than what they as humans can probably like write, record, and produce.
We are speaking with Amanda Hoover, senior correspondent at Business Insider, as we look more into artificial intelligence in the music industry. Amanda, have you noticed any trends in how people who listen to the music react when they find out the song was made by AI?
I haven't covered that. I think it's very interesting, though, from just a human perspective of the way that AI-generated music is working now. You know, there's complete slop, just sound, you know, no effort put in. But some of these songs that went viral, there was some human, you know, effort behind those. A person probably made a lot of prompts. They thought about it. Maybe they even wrote the lyrics or at least had AI help write the lyrics based on a concept that they wanted. So there was still a human in play. But I think there's an interesting thing that we all kind of have to grapple with as lovers of music, art, you know, anything with its, whether it's the written word or visuals, when it comes to being AI generated, is what does it mean if we like these things? Will we like them as much? Is it just a novelty factor? I think that that's a question that kind of like individuals will have to answer for themselves as they continue to see things or hear things that are AI generated. A big problem is up until now, we often haven't known what that is. So I think having more of those disclosures, watermarks on AI-generated content so that people can kind of, you know, come with a mindset if that's what they're getting is going to be really important.
And do you think maybe somewhere down the line we might see an AI-generated type of Eras Tour when it comes to how big this thing could explode?
I mean, I think it's hard for us to even imagine where this could go. One thing about these new partnerships, though, that is a win for the artists is that there's some of them require more of an artist opt-in. You know, it's not just that the label's saying, like, now it's a free-for-all, use these people and have them say and do whatever they want. Somebody like Taylor Swift might not want people having her voice. You know, she might not want to license out her voice. She's very protective mm-hmm. of her recordings. We know that about her. She's kind of, you know, going against industry trends to really own everything. So she might be a person that would not give this permission. And it is a risk for artists. When you do give that permission, you know, you hope that there's some safeguards in what can be done with your voice, but it's so easy to manipulate technologies like this and have people say things that maybe they don't stand for, things that they don't support, and the average listener might not realize, you know, that it's not them singing these words or saying these things.
And now I've got to admit, I'm still on the fence with artificial intelligence when it comes to everything, not just music, just everything artificial intelligence. How do you change my perspective of when it comes to artificial intelligence?
I don't know that you have to be off the fence. You know, I think that this is a time when things are changing really, really rapidly and that there are some great innovations, and we've obviously seen some really damaging things that can come from AI. So I think that you do not have to, you know, be fully in or fully out. I think we're still seeing the full implications of this technology and what it will be.
And before I let you go, Amanda, anything else we should be keeping an eye on in the music world for 2026?
I do think that something that may come from all of this AI entangling in the music industry is that being in person will be just something that carries so much more weight. You know, going to live shows. Already we've seen how important that is with things like the Eras Tour, Cowboy Carter, like these huge artists having these shows. But it might become that the main way to really experience something and know that what you're experiencing is real is to be there in person.
Amanda Hoover, thanks so much for this. All the best to you in the new year, and we'll chat again soon.
Thank you.
That was Amanda Hoover, senior correspondent at Business Insider, who recently wrote about how AI is making headlines in the music world. There was an AI-generated song, Walk My Walk, even hitting number one on Billboard's country digital song sales chart. So she was just talking a bit about how, you know, artists are trying to adapt to AI and kind of, you know, weave it in to their everyday world. Because as she mentioned at the start, you know, there were lawsuits from music labels and musicians. And now they've kind of, you know, worked around that. Settlements have been made. And as we've talked before on this program, whether it be the music industry, movie industry, post-secondary education, artificial intelligence isn't going anywhere. So you have to find ways to coexist, I guess you could say. So interesting times when it comes to artificial intelligence. Would you listen to AI generated music? You might not even know you're listening to it, but give me a text, 1-877-332-8255. I'm Justin Blackwell, filling in for Evan Bray here on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME.
You can stand me up at the gates of.
Welcome on this Tuesday morning, Justin Blackwell in for Evan Bray. Again, if you want to get in on the conversation, 1-877-332-8255. We just had Amanda Hoover on talking AI in the music world. She's a senior correspondent at Business Insider. And it was a fun conversation talking about where AI is going in the music industry and AI in general when it comes to everyday life. It is absolutely everywhere. Pete and Craven text in. I find I'm not nearly as afraid of artificial intelligence as I am of genuine stupidity. I might fall in that same category with Pete. Still haven't got on board with the whole AI thing. I'm getting there. Again, it's very useful in certain circumstances. And in other circumstances, not so much. Anywhere you go on social media these days, you don't know, at least I don't know, if what I'm seeing is real or AI generated. But you can have some fun with it over the break. My brother, who's in from Calgary, sent us a group text with his car on fire. And at first glance, it was, what happened? Because he had talked about, not the way I want to spend my Christmas Eve. Big picture of his car on fire, the front end. He's talking about, mom might not like this. And then at first, you know, you were duped, but then upon further, once you looked a bit further into it, we called him out. Ah, that's AI generated. Well, how'd you go? And he goes, it definitely had mom going on. Nearly gave her a heart attack. What do you think about artificial intelligence? 1-877-332-8255. Whatever's on your mind today. With this being the last live show of 2025, maybe you have some New Year's resolutions on your mind. We always talk about things we plan on doing in the new year. For some of us, they don't last so long. Maybe you'd like to share that too. What was your shortest New Year's resolution that never came to fruition? A lot of people put, I'm going to go to the gym more, lose 20 pounds. In my case, I might put on 20 pounds. But that's definitely a goal for 2026. Hit the gym a bit more. Be a little healthier, perhaps. Lose a couple pounds. So we'll see how 2026 goes for Justin Blackwell. We also had Sarah Mills on earlier talking about the big news stories of 2026. And one news story that we are following closely this afternoon is this dangerous person alert up north. For Big Island Cree Nation and the surrounding area, that's near Pearsland by the Alberta border. RCMP are telling people there to lock the doors and find a safe space. Now, it's because of two dangerous people with a gun in the area, RCMP are saying. And the RCMP is responding And seeing the suspects were last seen on an ATV on Big Island Lake Cree Nation. So that's a story we'll be following closely for you. And we'll be giving you updates throughout the day as RCMP give them to us. And we talked about, again, some of the big news stories from this past year. Of course, with our wildfire coverage this past summer, a huge story. And one, our news team did a fantastic job covering difficult circumstances for everyone involved. But we brought you the very latest information when it became available and some fantastic work there done by our reporters. And definitely a story that might make headlines in 2026. Hopefully not as bad as it was this past year. And of course, your Saskatchewan Rough Riders Grey Cup champions. Maybe you want to talk about that. 1-877-332-8255. Coming up, Frank Terrazano. Franco Terrazano joins me from the Canadian Taxpayers Federation as we look back, and he calls out the government for the tax moves that maybe hurt or help Canadians. That's coming up on the Evan Bray Show. I'm Justin Blackwell on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME.